This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a special edition. Michael Harrison is here, and he's the publisher, he's the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers at Talkers.com. Michael and I are here to go through the list of the stories and the people in this week's countdown. And when I say a special edition, because the Talkers Conference, the annual Talkers Conference being held in New York on Long Island at Hofstra University, as we are on the air, the event is going on. So Michael and I decided that we'd prep and do this a little earlier so that we can both participate. He has been very good at encouraging me to be there for the whole thing, because in the third, I've been to every one of the, I think you and I are the only ones that have been to every one of your Talkers conventions, and I have never, ever, ever been there for the beginning because I was always on the air. So Michael said, let's take care of that. So we'll take care of that.
And every year at the beginning is called Let's Talk About Doug Steffen Behind His Back.
Oh,
so,
my.
So that session had to be canceled this year. Unless you want us to talk about you in front of your back.
Yeah, listen, it's up to you. Help yourself. In good conscience, I can say I'm an open book. There it goes.
Right. I think that comes with the territory of being a radio talk show host. That no matter how you hide it, you become an open book. But here are the 10 biggest stories of this past week. At number 10, we have the NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, violent crime and shootings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 5, AI concerns. At number 4, LGBTQ activism. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the heating up 2024 presidential race. And number 1, the debt ceiling. The people on the survey: at number 10, Xi Jinping. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, Sam Altman. Number 6, Clayton Kershaw. At number 5, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith tied. Donald Trump's at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's sort of a late midweek look at the issues of this past week.
Probably not much would change when you look around at what's going on.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. Well, so I mean, I'll eat those words next
week. I was going to say that. We walk very softly when we talk about things not changing.
Right. Well, walk softly and carry a big mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as we can. The weather may, it's getting warm fast. Maybe that becomes part of the
company. No, it's true. You cannot, you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, of course not.
And just when you think that's the case, I remember I was being interviewed by the New York Times, and this is a number of years ago, and the reporter said to me, "So, well, what do you think the big stories of this coming week are going to be?" And as that was happening, we had in the office back in those days, you know, the monitors on the wall, and I saw CNN was on the wall, and I caught out of the corner of my eye major bombing in Oklahoma City, the federal building. And I said, I think what we're going to be talking about next week is happening at this moment.
All right, I'm going to throw something at you that may be one of those possibilities, if I may not take time away from us talking about these top 10. But number 1, the debt ceiling and the vote and what that will do. The markets already have responded pretty well to it. But the mortgage rates announced this week have gone up again, and this has done nothing. I have, in one of my business ventures, tried to get construction money for a development. And bank after bank after bank and credit union after credit union after credit union have said, nope, we're not loaning that much money. We don't have that much money to give to an individual. So unless you go to Chase or one of the big four banks and they'll take a pound and a half of your flesh, you better plan on either figuring out how to finance it yourself or wait until the rates go down. So what does that do overall? If that's the case, how do people in business that require a revolving credit limit, let's say, or people who are trying to start something new, or people who are just trying to keep up? Because, as you know, in the radio business, as an example, the bottom has fallen out of advertising revenue. So how do these small operators keep going when their revenue is as challenged as it is? And you can apply that to businesses all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And many people who are cynical about this, and I'm not sure that the cynicism isn't warranted here, have referred to this as a government-created recession. And it comes out of COVID, to be sure, but it also comes out of arguments like paying off student debt. And that's one of the things, if you look at the debt ceiling and what contributes to our debt, this idea, which apparently a lot of Republicans and even Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, says, I'm voting with the Republicans. I don't want to see, first of all, it's unfair to single out a single group and pay them off or relieve their debt and not help others. But it's interesting how, as is the beauty of talk radio, Michael, when you take one item, you look at all the different directions that you can go in for conversation about it. The branches, if you will.
Well, everything is connected. There's no question. And that's the big picture versus the small picture.
Yeah.
When you look at the big picture, you see that something going on here is going to impact something going on there. As far as your question, what are small business people to do, I interpret that as being a rhetorical question and that you're not asking me to figure out how people are able to.
You're welcome
to navigate. Well, if it's me, is you stay quiet, you stand still, and you watch and wait to see what's going on, and you don't try to force the issue in terms of any kind of a major business move.
Isn't it interesting, though, when you look at the reports? I just was looking at something this morning about the automobile business and how the predictions are through the roof. Automobile sales are great. People continue to buy cars. And it's just, it's really an interesting, whereas you can't buy a house. People are not buying houses. They're slowed down. I know a number of people in the real estate business, generally speaking, because the mortgage rates are where they are, if you have to borrow the money, then you're in trouble. If you have cash, you're going to make a better deal for yourself because they can't find as many people around to buy the stuff as was the case a year ago.
And one of the problems in the housing market is also that there's a dearth of inventory. A lot of people are not sure they want to sell their house.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So I have to throw that out.
Shortage.
That's a wrinkle in the thing. In terms of cars, I mean, the automobile business has always operated in a way to get you into a car as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no money, don't worry. We'll get you in.
Right. Well, loan money to anybody's credit. You again, you pay 20% interest on the loan, but you can still buy a car. So anyway,
and of course, the cost of cars today is not that different than buying a house.
Buying a house, I know it. I think I saw the other day the average cost of a new car is $39,000.
It's amazing.
Average.
Amazing.
Cost of a car. I remember the first car I bought, I paid $1,900 for it. You remember the first car you bought?
Yeah, I had several clunkers, but I do remember, dating myself, that one could buy a brand new Volkswagen Bug, brand new, for $1,700.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I mean, it was an early VW Bug.
Yeah.
I mean, quite different than what they make today, but it was a new car. You know?
Yep, there you go. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first week, if you will, May 29th to June 2nd, with a thought now on how your body needs to unlock your immune system. There's Balance 7 to help you do that. Balance 7 is here to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, it's all you need. If you're feeling down and you don't feel, you don't have it, right? You don't have, your body is telling you, I need more energy. You got heartburn maybe. You want to feel healthier? Then all you have to do is go to either balance7.com to buy, or you call 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug and get $15 off your purchase. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is another product from this company. You get free shipping and you get a money back guarantee. So balance your system. Thus the name Balance 7. That scale runs from 1 to 14. And hello, you figured it out, right? 7 in the middle, that means you're balanced. Alkalinity and acidity. If it isn't balanced in your gut, you're not going to be doing the kind of living that you ought to be doing. Right now, try Balance 7, get $15 off the order, and free shipping. Use the Doug code. Code word Doug. Call 800-793-9039 or go online to balance7.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I'm a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds with this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on, so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss, because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024, number two on the story list this week. One of the most interesting things that I came across, Michael, was the candidacy of Tim Scott, who is a senator from South Carolina. He's being supported by Larry Ellison of Oracle. Larry Ellison contributed last year to the midterm elections, $30 million. And he has pledged to raise as much money as it will take to get Tim Scott elected. What does that do for you when I give you that bit of information?
Well, it makes me think it may or may not pay off for him.
But Ellison, yeah.
just because you throw a lot of money at a candidate doesn't always guarantee that the money will have any kind of sway in the issue.
But money
in politics and billionaires in politics, that's a subject we should save for after the break because it's a deep topic.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Well, it speaks to what we were saying a few minutes ago about how one item, you know, we could start talking about Nikki Haley, to talk about Trump and how much money he's got or putting into it. And how much money can a candidate put into a campaign on his or her own? That's a good question. Let's address those as we continue here in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now with Michael and Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first part of June. All right, we were talking about money and how it influences elections with a focus on the 2024 presidential race, which is number two this week on the countdown. Nikki Haley, when you go through a bunch of these other Republicans, there are those who love Trump that say, they don't stand a chance, no matter how much money. Kind of what you have said, you can spend all that money. Does Trump need to spend any money, or is he his own best megaphone? Probably
he sure does get a lot of free press, that's for sure.
Sure does.
He maintains that control over the media that is just astonishing. And well, that pays off for him.
But under the circumstances, number three this week on the story list is the problems that Trump is having legally. Is it like Teflon, water rolls off?
It seems to be harmless to him in terms of his following, his core that could deliver him the Republican nomination. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the general election, you know, the playoffs, the real game. He probably is deteriorating as a result of it.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that the most important election is not the general election, it's the primaries, because you separate, if enough people are voting, only 20-25, some places 30% of those who are eligible to vote actually vote on primary day.
Yeah, and
thus you get the crazy.
Right. That's why it seems to be more extreme.
Yeah.
But the Democrats are wishing and hoping and planning and rooting for Trump to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every Democrat is, but the general, you know, mentality of the insiders in the Democratic Party, they want Trump to run. They think that Biden could beat Trump easier than necessarily DeSantis or the others. Although I frankly don't see great candidates replacing Trump, and the more candidates that throw their hat in the ring, as the saying goes, the better chance Trump has of winning.
Yeah.
Because they water each other down. There is no, I mean, DeSantis, I don't know. That's kind of a riddle at this point.
Yeah.
But Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Scott, I don't know. I don't see any of them possibly being able to turn it around in terms of the core Republican support of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But when the Republican nomination and the convention is behind us, That's going to be interesting. Of course, you know, Biden isn't the greatest candidate that one could imagine.
Horror show. Yeah.
But we've seen it before. And I don't know. This is a mystery. This is a reality show that the answer is not yet completely apparent.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's the whole business. I was earlier talking about Trump and this recording that's been reported by one of his aides, I guess. He talks about the classified documents that he has in his down in Mar-a-Lago. And you know, this is a red herring as far as I'm concerned. I don't see how any of this makes any difference to the future of the country. Yeah, you want to show, you want to throw stuff at Trump or Biden or whomever. It's okay, you can do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, what the heck difference does it make? Whether they've got documents or they don't have documents. Who cares?
In my opinion, the only difference it all makes is that as long as we weaponize everything that happens for political purposes, the country will remain divided, and the kind of divisiveness that's being generated by both political parties today is very, very bad for the future of America.
Well, couple that with their lack of interest in what is number five this week, artificial intelligence. I think that's the most dangerous thing that in our lifetime we've ever had to deal with, frankly.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let's talk about that. We'll get back to our overview of the hot stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen coming down to the bottom of the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Nearly 300 people dead, close to 1,000 injured after three trains collided in eastern India. The crash, the deadliest rail accident in the country in over two decades. Officials say they expect the death toll to climb. President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today. In a primetime speech from the Oval Office, Biden commended House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the bipartisan agreement that passed through Congress.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The White House says the U.S. will not engage in a nuclear arms race with Russia or China. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan saying the U.S. is ready to discuss a future nuclear arms control deal. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals starts tonight. Las Vegas Golden Knights versus the Florida Panthers. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. I was just chuckling to myself doing Ron Radio. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour. Remember when you used to talk like that when you were all playing music? Yes, it's time for the bottom of the hour.
Or the top of the hour.
Top of the hour, yeah, right, exactly. Silly stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do people know what that means?
Bottom of the hour is half past the hour?
No, but I mean, when you say that on the radio, does the average listener know what the bottom of the hour means or the top of the hour means?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's what I just said. 30 past, half past the hour, we all have different ways of telling time. Right. But in this digital age, I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
My son, just for fun, he's married to a younger lady, and he's in his 40s and she's 29.
She's and, 12.
Yeah, just 12. No, thank you. Anyway, so they decided they didn't want their devices next to their beds in the bedroom. So Sophie said she needed to have an alarm clock to be able to, you know, be up and at them. So Brendan brought home a regular alarm clock, battery powered, had hands on it and the time that way, and setting it. And she said to Brendan, "What is this, and how do I use it?"
Right.
Where did he get it? In the drugstore. You can still buy those things in the drugstore. Wow. I have one. That's what I use, a battery-powered alarm clock. When I need an alarm clock, I use a battery. Do you? What do you use for an alarm clock?
I use a sundial. I find that is very effective.
Really? Good for you. All right. We could get lost in that conversation.
Okay, so artificial intelligence.
Number five this week.
Very dangerous. Really, really dangerous. So dangerous that it actually presents an existential problem for humanity.
Yep.
It could be our undoing.
The end of humanity.
It could be the end of freedom. It could be, well, first of all, we're kiss privacy goodbye.
Yep.
With or without AI.
I mean, all freedom is based upon privacy. You know, we talk about free speech. Free speech is definitely one of the pillars of freedom. I've been saying that since you know me, for as long as you know me.
Right.
But this artificial intelligence coupled with the digital era and surveillance, everything being centralized, all the information on your entire life. What's going to happen from AI? I mean, I can go on for hours about it. I've been studying this very carefully because I realize inherently, I instinctively know this is the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the turning point. You could have a situation 10, 15, 20 years from now where every moment of your life is recorded somewhere on record. Every thought, every book, every conversation, every time you take a you-know-what.
Yep.
Think about the implications of that there's a big data bank in the sky, in the cloud.
But the control of systems. You know, people say, well, imagine if artificial intelligence gets a hold of the nuclear stockpile and whatever artificial intelligence feels threatened by an action of a human, they could fire off a missile. And then, you're on an airplane and the plane's going from Boston to Los Angeles and some artificial intelligence being or whatever bot decides it wants to send that plane to San Francisco, and the pilots can't control it because the artificial intelligence has taken over control of the plane. Mm-hmm. There's any number of things, and if you don't wake up to this is the it is absolutely. I wonder about it for my children, grandchildren, I guess for us as well. I expect to be around in 15 or 20 years, and you as well. So what are we going to be? How's life going to be? Do you realize how important, and then how behind the eight ball those people in Washington who are supposed to deal with things like this and have some leadership wrapped around it? You know, they're all crowing this week about who voted 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats voted against it. Okay, that's the most important thing to them this week? Not to me.
Well,
artificial intelligence is the most important.
The people in Washington don't even know how TikTok and Twitter and Facebook operate, and those are becoming old news, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a turning point. This is a turning point in the evolution of humanity, and we will question what humanity is. And I don't see any way to turn this around. I see that we are heading toward a.
Where did this come from? Who developed it? And for what reason? Where did this come from?
Well, this has emerged from our technological class. We have a class of
devices.
Devices, yeah, but no, we have people. We have geniuses. We have programmers. We have engineers. We have people. You know, we call it big tech. We call it Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole generation and class of people that are very, very facile with this technology, very, very smart about it.
They're not going to be able to control it either. Who the hell do they think they are?
Well, the irony is, you said, you know, we're going to have to protect ourselves from artificial intelligence. One of the reasons we are going to hand over all the power to artificial intelligence is because we're going to turn to it to protect ourselves from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come across as a benign way of mitigating all of this divisiveness and unscrupulous behavior on the part
of
politicians.
Turn it over to the robots.
Turn it over to the robots that will seem to have a very fair and balanced understanding of all the issues. And it is not impossible that our government will be purposefully operated by artificial intelligence overlords.
Mm. Sounds like a Fox robot, right? Fair and balanced.
Well, they may have used that as an expression, but they don't own the concept.
No. All right. Well, food for thought for sure, boys and girls. This is you're right, a watershed time. And we go back to, I'm looking at number three and the things that affect Trump and some of the people around him. I thought it was interesting this week, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, whose name is Claudia, has become a Playboy bunny. As she said, the reason she did it was to reclaim her womanhood. She's making a statement about her mother's relationship with Donald Trump and how he is basically a pig. And I don't know what that means, really. Going working in Playboy as a bunny, you're going to be around a lot of pigs, it seems to me. And so what is her womanhood? And it sounds like she's pretty naive, actually, but I thought it was...
I have to be honest. I haven't followed that story. You're blind. You know, over the convention week, I missed a few things.
Yeah, okay.
My first thought, I, with all due respect to the memory of Hugh Hefner and his, and I don't know if his daughter still... Remember we had her daughter? His daughter is a keynote speaker at a Talkers conference.
Yeah, I remember that,
It's a long time ago, decades ago.
Yeah,
but my first reaction, with all due respect to them, does that still exist?
Yeah, right.
Are there still Playboy bunnies? Or any girly magazines? Softcore girly magazines? I don't know. It just seems like in the age of pornography being the biggest industry, even bigger than the National Football League, it makes me wonder. Remember the joke, I don't look at the pictures, I read the articles?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Of course, that was the case with you and me. So I remember.
Oh, of course. The articles.
All right, we're pausing for a moment here to think about Omaha Steaks. As Father's Day approaches, this is a big time for dads to feel the love. And maybe a thing you can do, I mean, it's not all about the only thing to give your father for love, but if you love and are interested in making your dad happy, perhaps one of the things you might think about is to give him Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Head over there. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's the numbers 30, and then D-O-U-G. You'll get $30 off all qualifying orders. The minimum order is required, but there's so much good there. You can choose from all kinds of things. Bacon-wrapped filet, gourmet grillables, the boneless chicken breast, the burgers, the franks. If your dad likes this sort of thing, and you're getting hungry listening to me talk about it, perhaps you ought to visit Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Again, use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG when you place your order. omahasteaks.com. Yum, yum, yum. Great for Father's Day. Don't let time slip by. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code 30DUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine, this week means the week of May 29th to the 2nd of June. At number 10, Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Bad Vlad, Mr. Putin, number 9. Hunter Biden. Interesting that all three of those are at the bottom of the list. I find that rather colorful. Is there a connection? You make up your mind. Anyway, Biden is number 8, Hunter the son. Sam Altman is number 7 on the list. Clayton Kershaw comes in at number 6. At number 5, Merrick Garland. One of the Republicans want to get him big time. Number 4, Donald Trump. Republicans want him big time, too. Ron DeSantis, number 3, not so much. Kevin McCarthy seems to be the hero of the Republicans or moderate thinkers everywhere because of his role in the debt ceiling discussions. And number 1, the president in residence, that's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website, again, is toploss.com.
Top Radio Countdown.
Let's give 60 seconds to the story list here on the countdown and the Talk Radio Roundup. At number 10 this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. The hockey playoffs are this week as well, so that's number 10. Interesting to get sports back into the fold of the top 10. Violent crimes at number 9. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia. At number 7, the war in Ukraine. Number 6, Hunter Biden. Some of these things, aren't we getting tired of talking about all this stuff because it doesn't go anywhere? Number 5 is the most important story, I think, of the week, the month, the year, maybe of our lives. Artificial intelligence. I would think that this is going to continue to creep up on the list of the talk radio stories. Activism against those who are different, number 4. Trump and his legal battles, 3. Presidential race, 2. And the debt ceiling, number 1 this week on the countdown. Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 4 this week, a lot of activism when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, that sort of focus. Texas is going to become the largest state in the country, Michael, to eliminate the funding of diversity. So they will no longer have any programs for what they call DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. The report is that lawmakers came to an agreement to advance the bill that basically bans any of these offices, any of these programs, any of the training, and more or less the same thing is going on in Florida. There are other states that are doing things that are equally focused. The governor of Montana, who has a non-binary child, by the way, signed a law this week defining sex as only a male or a female, will have no people in between. That's basically what they're saying. So, again, we think about this in light of the artificial intelligence conversation. Why are we even having these conversations? What's more important? Do you think people will... I'm frustrated, as you can tell by listening to me. Artificial intelligence is so important. This stuff isn't. Is it? I suppose maybe some people.
Well, everything is important. I mean, just because one thing is more important than another, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, whose shoes you're in. But that doesn't mean that we should only talk about one thing to the exclusion of all other things, especially in this medium. And, you know, I've often said the funny thing about the human race is we're in each other's faces. Yeah. We want to be individuals, but we're so darn collective that we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And we do care how other people conduct their humanity. It's like, hey, this is our club. You can't do that. We're obsessed with sticking our nose in other people's business. We're all a bunch of Karens.
Karens, isn't that interesting?
We
Does
are.
Does everybody know
hey,
who
don't
Karen?
You
yeah.
know the Don't you know the rule?
Right, I'm reporting you.
You can't put your garbage can on the ribbon. You've got to have your garbage can 3 feet from the curb. I'm going to report you.
I'm going to give you a quick example of that. And most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so the other night I was out about 8 o'clock chopping feed for some of the cows. And this woman drives into the field and starts shaking her hand at me and says, "You can't do that after 7 o'clock.
There you go. That's a Karen.
And I said, "Who said I couldn't do it?" "Well, the law says that construction and noise has to go away." I said, "Not farms. Farms don't apply." She looked at me, scowled at me, and sped off. So, yeah.
You said she spat at you.
No, she didn't do that. She wasn't happy with me, though. But
no, this is what I'm saying. Listen, but this is what we do.
Yeah.
We human beings stick our noses in each other's face.
Part of the
you shouldn't
human
do
condition.
That. We do this. That's not yeah. right. This is not, mm-hmm. the, whether it's religion, whether it's ideology, government, how you dress, how you have your sex. We it's not just enough to live your own life. We care about everybody else's business.
That's it. More from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we continue on this week's Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen reviewing with the subject matter attached to these various stories. At number 9 this week, all the violent crime examples. Here's an ex-police officer who got life in prison this week for murdering his girlfriend. The reason he murdered her was because she insulted the size of his woo-hoo. So there you go. Right?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Jason Cunningham pled guilty to murder, got life in prison for killing his girlfriend because she didn't think he was big enough. There you go. That's exactly what the world needs.
That's
right?
Something to think about for the rest of the day.
Also this week, in Utah, a toddler was hit in the head, 2 years old. A two-year-old boy struck by a stray bullet.
Oh, no.
He was playing outside the daycare center.
Oh.
And there was a fight between a couple of gangs or something. They took the boy to the hospital, and apparently he's going to have scars. But because the bullet was small caliber, he's still in the hospital, but apparently in stable condition. But can you imagine?
Thank goodness for that.
2 years old.
No, it's aggravating. It's very upsetting.
That's great.
And it's why we probably will turn over all authority to artificial intelligence.
Yep. Because here's a couple of inmates who escaped from a Mississippi jail. This was this week. Last week, four others broke out of the same jail. Okay. There you go. And the same thing, by the way, happened in Ohio this week. A couple of inmates escaped from the prison in Ohio. They hid in a dumpster. Doesn't that sound like a page out of a movie?
Yeah, they use the same dumpster as the guys before them. I mean,
apparently, yeah.
What did the other guys do? Went out the same hole that they dug with spoons,
yeah,
or
with somebody? Yeah,
you
right.
know?
Yeah.
As a farmer, you know the old expression. You know, you lock the barn after the cow escapes.
Cows get out. Yeah.
I mean, right. Obviously they didn't lock the barn.
Nope. Well, here in Ohio, one of these inmates that escaped drowned. He was trying to swim the Ohio River. And he didn't make it, so that was the end. They'd been chasing him for 5 days. They found him floating in the Ohio River. But the crime element in this country, unga bunga, something else. All right, number four. Let me go back to this for a second, because I think, in addition to the debt ceiling and artificial intelligence, all of the attention being paid to people who are different. Who defines? Who's different? What, in your mind, when you hear, oh, this guy's different, what does that mean? Does that mean that he has a different sexual preference than you? The New York City mayor, by the way, this week signed an ordinance outlawing discrimination based on body size, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, your body is different than everybody else's, so...
This goes back to what I said before, and that is we're obsessed with imposing our sensibilities on other people.
Mm-hmm.
The very word different, you know, the word queer, I'm looking at LGBTQ, maybe it should be LGBTQD, you know, for different.
Yeah.
How many letters can we put there? And all sides have a point of view. That's the you know, if you want to just look at the world black and white, cookie cutter, you know, two-dimensional, perspective, well, then, you know, it's easy to take a side and then you collect evidence to back up your perspective. But if you look at it really openly and try to be empathetic to people and what is their reason for being the way they are, could they help it or did they choose it? Are they bothering you? You realize... There's a lot to be said for sometimes both sides, all sides. It's very hard, though. We're not wired to be that accepting.
It's very judgmental. Who had the first thought when it came to some of the... Where does the first thought come from? Who's the first person that wanted to ban those poems in Florida, the race-related books? Who was the first person that said, nah, we can't... It wasn't. I guarantee it wasn't DeSantis, even though he's Donald Duck.
It was Donald Duck. no doubt about it. People credit Mickey, but no, Donald Duck was the instigator of that problem.
Uh-oh.
He's different.
He is different. That's right. We're going to do this.
Duck.
LGBTQD.
Now. Right. Duck.
Yep. Or different. A different duck. Quacks differently. But you know what they say? If it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Words of wisdom to wrap this program up.
Right. That's the end of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.